Many citizens were concerned their politicians weren't taking their opinions about the legislation seriously. Jennifer Burns, a small business owner in the affected area, felt the fact not all of the delegates were at the public hearing was indicative of this point.
I am extremely disappointed to look around and see all the empty chairs here. Where is everybody? Half of these empty chairs are filled chairs are not filled with the delegates that are supposed to be there. Is this so insignificant tonight that we can leave and walk away?
Another point made by speakers was the desire to see an end to legislators putting industry before the health of the people. Richard Katz, a fourth-generation West Virginian and lawyer living in Charleston, says that the state no longer belongs to the people and feels current regulations simply aren't enough.
The groundwork has been laid for decades, and it's been made clear over the past 3 weeks that it truly belongs to industry and special interests. Regulations, which we have, are weak, non-existent, and where we have them, inadequate and poorly enforced. Government has failed in its responsibility to put our families first. This needs to end now.
Rachel Huff, originally from Pennsylvania and living in Charleston, says that the mentality of putting the people's health aside in the name of attracting business to the area is counterproductive in regard to future workforce.
You can't have jobs without health. It's not possible. In our backwards attempt to attract and keep industries in this state, what we're really doing is driving young people and young talent away.
A nearly unanimous request was for improving and expanding upon the current process of regulating potential contaminants in the water supply by incorporating recommendations from agencies such as the Chemical Safety Board and downstream strategies. Cole Cooper, a native of the Chemical Valley, wanted not only this, but a system of accountability to those who would implement the new regulations.
Regulation enforcers have shown the ability of being inept at best or corruptible at worst. Also, it is not possible to protect 100% against intentional and unintentional contamination of our water source on the Elk River. Our future results are a combination of both regulation as well as leadership, and we are lacking in true leadership.
Weeks after the initial leak at Freedom Industries, to some people there are still more questions than answers. Many speakers said the lack of communicating information has left them frustrated and exhausted. 15-year-old Destiny Gallagher from Boone County used her time at the podium to get some of her unanswered questions out in the open for delegates to hear.
First off, why are we still paying for contaminated water? And also, why is it not okay for elderly people to drink, pregnant women, or young children, but yet it is safe for us when clearly we know it is not?
After 2 hours and over 50 speakers, chairman of the House Health and Human Resources Committee and moderator for the hearing, Don Perdue, thanked everyone for their attendance and says he hopes people feel like their government listens to them.
I hope that we're going to be able to do at least a part of what you ask. I pray that we listen from now on, because it sounds like with what happened, I think you'd agree, we weren't listening.
The House will now begin to incorporate the public's suggestions as the bill will make the first of three committee stops in Health and Human Resources. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.